Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy there, Tara.
Okay, so there is a simple common sense solution to the border problem.
Really?
Oh, yeah. There always has been. There always has been. I mean, two things Trump is doing, okay? And people don't realize this. When people show up now, because Obama invented a new law, used to be in America, you had to pass those things through Congress.
Mm-hmm.
Like a long time ago. Like, yeah. I don't know, all the way back to like 2005 or something.
Exactly.
And yeah, you had it. People hardly remember. It's like the mists of time, right? And you had to pass, but not anymore. I mean, Obama just wrote some laws and he liked them, and the liberal judges liked them too. And so they say that Trump doesn't get to have a presidency because he doesn't write laws they like. Well, Obama never had to write most of these laws either. And one of the things that Obama wrote, and this confuses a lot of people, one of the things he said was, well, we're going to go ahead and give asylum to, people who are from Guatemala, Haiti, El Salvador, places like that, because your country, it's really rough there. And you should just have asylum. So federal law does not say that you have to actually be politically persecuted, like your government's trying to kill you. There's very few people that actually meet that, you know, that mark. And but Obama he didn't like that. So he just changed the law, right? Well, that's still in place judicially. And so what Trump is doing is preparing for a miraculous second term by putting out all kinds of executive statements that really all they do is just reverse what Obama did. They're not new. And they overturn either court rulings or they work with the court rulings to legally block people from coming to the country. Okay, one of the main things that is happening right now is that when illegals show up on the border and they break our laws by coming into the country, they don't go to the port of entry. They say, "Hey, asylum, yo! I mean, they're going to kill me or something," and they automatically get a work permit as a reward for showing up here illegally, and then they go off on their business. 18,000 of these have been issued by the Trump administration. They had no choice. So what you're seeing Trump do today is two things. He just put an order out that said no work permit until you go through the court process. And you get most of the way basically to an asylum finding. Well, over 90% of these illegals, they don't qualify for asylum. And then they issue a deportation order. Well, they've already vanished into the mist by that point. Nobody can find them in the country. So that's one of the things that Trump did. The other thing that Trump did was say, okay, we got this Flores decision where we've got more liberal judges making law and we've got liberal judges decreeing that, you can't hold a child for 20 days. You got to release them. And so they need someone to take care of them. So you're going to have to release their parents too. So get yourself a child, buy one. No one cares. And come here. And then you too can be released to vote Democrat. I mean, work in America. I mean, wait for your asylum hearing. Yeah, that's it. So what Trump just did was he did a second thing. He just yanked the work permits with an executive order. And that's not using executive orders, Lee, like Obama did, which is to write laws. It's to write immigration policy so it complies with our law. There's no law that says if you show up here illegally, you're entitled to a work permit. That has all been executively done. Mm-hmm. So Trump just did those two things. This should be, if they were allowed to stand, illegal immigration would virtually grind to a halt. And we know that. This is Border Patrol Union President Brandon Judd, and he explains why.
There are a couple facts that nobody can dispute. And one of those facts is that the vast majority of these individuals, once they're released into the United States, never show up to their court appearances. And so as long as we can hold these individuals pending their asylum claims or their deportation proceedings, illegal immigration will go down to next to none. All we have to do is look back in March of 2017 when we hit 45-year lows. The reason why we hit those 45-year lows is everybody thought that they would be held in detention facilities pending their proceedings. But because we didn't hold those people, illegal immigration skyrocketed. So this would effectively end the catch and release, and that would drive illegal immigration back down to lows that we've never seen before.
Yeah. We've done this before. If they think that they're not going to be released in the country when they show up here illegally, they just don't come. Well, and so then he's challenged on Fox. He said, yeah, okay, so Trump's solution, hold on. Trump's solution then is that he's telling them, we are going to detain you and the kids with their parents beyond the 20 days. Won't that just, you know, resort in immigration facilities overflowing?
You don't see us then just running out of room in these facilities if we're holding them for longer than 20 days?
No, I don't. And the reason is because the word will get back to these countries immediately and the numbers will drop exponentially. All we have to do is look at the migrant protection protocol. In 3 short months, our apprehensions at the end of this month will be about 100,000 less than what they were in May. And so you can see the immediate effect that we have when we implement proper policies, and this will do the same.
Yeah, this has always been an easily fixable problem.
Yes.
The only problem here is that Congress refuses to do anything.
Well, that and the federal judiciary that's packed with Clinton and Obama judges.
Yes, and they think that, you know, of course, being smarter than Trump, they have the inherent judicial right to make law. And really, they've been stealing his presidency. Well, there's no other way to put
this
it.
This whole thing has been about procedures and bureaucracy that is enticing people to break American immigration law.
Yep.
That's what this was about. And yet they were able to frame this argument as Trump was mean to Hispanics, that he was being a racist, that he didn't care about children. He wanted children locked up. It's like, look, don't come. It's that simple. You know, this is not about Trump wanting to lock up children. Nobody, not even Donald Trump, wants to lock up children or detain children, however you want to frame that and phrase that. No one wants to do that, period. But it was being done for the children's safety. And if you don't like that, then don't come.
And by the way, a Border Patrol agent who was on Fox News, I think it was like 2 months ago, made a brilliant point that everybody's missing. Look, these adults who are in our facilities, anytime they want to go home,
yes,
we'll let them go.
Yeah.
We're not, whoa, there's another Hispanic. Let's lock them up because we don't like Hispanic. No, if you say, you know, look, I've changed my mind. I want to go back to Mexico. Could you let me out? What? Sure. Bye. Have fun. Yeah. I mean, they are there every moment that they are there because they choose to be.
Mm-hmm.
There is no comparison between that and concentration camps. The Jews did not get on trains because they couldn't wait to get to the concentration camp. It's bizarre. And I keep coming back to that. It's the elephant in the room when they say, oh, he's locking them up. He's being mean. Or, no, they chose that. And they can unchoose at any moment, literally.
Yep.
They could have breakfast on us, get their flu shot, and then head back to Mexico if they want. Well, maybe they won't get their flu shot. I don't know. We have decided if we're going to vaccinate them all.
You know what? I'm willing to give them the flu shot.
I know. I heard that in the news. I'm like, go give them all the flu shot, every one of them. Because you know what? They take these kids, they dump them in foster care, and they dump them in schools. Please give them the flu shot. Our kids don't have the immunity to what they're bringing up. It's a matter of life and death for Americans. And yes, Americans, Hispanics as well. People will die. We should vaccinate them all. And believe me, I don't want a government program to do stuff like that. But this is life and death. They are turning loose people who have, you know, things, diseases, flu, whatever, that we don't have immunity to here. That is a deadly situation. The government, if they're going to continue to do this, you know, to release people, they've got to vaccinate.
Oh, but that's racist to bring that up, Tara. No, it's medical.
Now, the flu doesn't care what race you
are. Yes,
exactly. It's pretty deadly if you don't have immunity to it, no matter what color you are. And that goes for Hispanic American children, too, in our schools, who are going to be exposed to stuff that they haven't, you know, encountered immune-wise.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Going to jump on the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 800-347-1063, with Charles in Blue Ridge. Charles, you are always down on the president. So I like to bring you up occasionally for a counterpoint. So go ahead.
I'm not, by the way. I'm not, the stuff they accuse him of is absolute nonsense. It should roll off his back and does. But I'm listening to your and Frady's solutions. I called him while you were gone behind your back. Sorry. But
you cheated on me, Charles.
Well, that's how we are.
Yeah, I know.
People
I know.
Like
no,
me
I,
that,
we,
that,
I love Frady.
Trump's,
you're good.
You know.
I'm giving
okay.
you a hard time. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. Frady's solution was, well, there's more of us than there are of them. There's, you know, there's such and such many gun-owning Americans for every cop. And they couldn't. Basically, he's asking the law-abiding people of America to stop obeying the laws or stop obeying the decrees and declare war on the federal government, risk a bunch of Ruby Ridges and even Wacos where the children die, basically because nobody paid for any of that, and they know it. And, of course, if it happened nowadays, they'd use drones. So that was his solution.
Yeah, that's. Can I stop for a sec, Charles? That is not my solution. That is exactly what the left wants.
No, that was Frady's.
I know. I just want to be clear. I don't support that at all. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, well, see, he's saying don't worry about Trump. Okay, the solution that you're giving us, well, Trump's just bluffing. It's a political game. He's not going to keep his word that he's going to twist arms to. Confiscate all the semi-automatics and leave us totally defenseless against the thugs that got big artillery. No, just take my word for it. He's only bluffing. And I'm sorry. Yeah, the left gets away with that because the media will sweep it under the rug for them. They won't sweep under the rug when Trump goes back on his words that he's gonna have this great big not in 2019 this great big major even mention the word confiscation, by the way. I'm sorry, I am not willing to risk my future and the future of our progeny.
All right, let me help you here, Charles, okay? And for those just tuning in, you're like, what the heck is going on? Okay. What Charles is talking about is I just explained to you why I didn't do much at all on Trump saying that we should, have the red flag laws and the stronger background checks, because I knew it was never going to happen. He's not going to get 60 votes in the Senate. It's a waste of my time. I only spend time on the show on things that I think are a threat. That wasn't one of them. And I explained why. And lo and behold, just as I have predicted, Trump walked it back this weekend and was like, well, actually, now that I look at it, I think our background checks are fine. He waited until El Paso was off the radar, and he did exactly what Boehner did. Listen, Charles, okay, I'm going to try to make you feel a little better today, okay? Two things. Yeah, okay. Two things.
In spite of my cheating. Really.
We'll talk about that later, okay?
Big of me.
We're going to have to work that out. But anyway, here's the thing. We just had the chairman of the Senate Homeland Security Commission, where they were going to run this gun legislation through, come out and say it's dead. It's done. We're finished. We don't have the votes for this. And he even admitted we never really did, which I have known all along. And so in the short term, Charles, there's no possibility for this. There never was. So we know for a fact that, whatever Trump's saying now, even if he reverses himself again, they don't have the votes. It's not happening. And that was in Politico this morning. Okay. So we got that part covered. My second point to you would be this. Okay. If you don't trust, covers the rest of this Trump administration. If there's another Trump administration, you say you don't trust him, then would you still vote for him?
To make a point. Yeah.
Yes, you will still vote for him. Okay. Well, the thing here is, Charles, where we've gotten ourselves through years and years and years of inaction in this country, and talking political inaction, is we've gotten ourselves to the point, the only person who can win the presidency is Donald Trump. I mean, I'm talking mathematically can win the presidency. If we'd run any other Republican, we would have lost it. So we're kind of married to him, and he's kind of married to us. That's how it is. And we got here by allowing a flood of illegal immigrants into this country for generation after generation. Really literally the last 20, 30 years. Now they have children. They are voting. And we're, watching the potential flipping of our electorate. We are being replaced deliberately and systematically by the political class because we don't vote the way that we want. And there's only one person who is going to be able to hold that off a little bit longer, and that is Donald J. Trump. So we're kind of stuck with him.
A little longer, huh?
I think we are. And after that, we can only hope that his legacy lives on in a way that he so ingrains what he, his way of looking at the world into the American people that it's a generation before they're able to get the upper hand. That's where we are, Charles. So I guess all I meant by that, the way I did the last segment, was to say, look, there are some things that you need to worry about. And I lay those out daily that I think are real threats to this country. Trump's position on background checks and red flag laws is not one of them. Not now. We got too many bigger fish to fry. Does that make sense?
Well, okay. We've got to gamble that there's not going to be, that the next president is going to be a Democrat, because the next president is, all bets are off, and gun control is the way of the world. Trump pretty much guaranteed that when he disbanded that voter fraud commission that had two of the people in his administration that I most trust, which is J. Christian Adams and Hans von Spakovsky, on it. But he also ordered all the mounds of evidence destroyed. You have to wonder about a guy that does that stuff.
Well, no, he transferred
sure
it to the department. No, he transferred it to the Department of Homeland Security.
Hold on. McElhinney, who was Obama's catch and release czar, and whom the Border Patrol despised so much that they withdrew their support for Trump. And that was about the time that I started to feel the same way.
Okay. Okay, well, a couple of things here. McElhinney still works for Trump. He has to do what Trump says. And he has been a big supporter of Trump's thus far. I'm not a big fan of his, though. I'm with you on that, Charles. But here's the thing, okay? He moved the voter fraud thing. And I got to let you go because I'm already over. He moved the voter fraud thing into the Department of Homeland Security. And if you've noticed who has picked up the voter fraud thing slack, who's doing all the work in the lawsuits, it's Judicial Watch. Right and left and right and left. They are cleaning these illegals off the voting rolls day in and day out. I haven't even gotten to that in my stack. It's so far down. But I will, Charles. Look, we got bigger fish to fry and bigger things to worry about. As I've always told you, I'll tell you when you need to worry. This gun thing and Trump's rhetoric on it, this is not what we worry about. He just deflected them and made them go away. He won. If he was serious about doing something about guns, if he really meant it, he would. He's not. He never did. And you could see that again from the statements of the chairman of the Homeland Security Committee in the Senate. There's not 60 votes. There never was for gun stuff. Trump knew that. That's why he went out on the limb with it. He wanted to shut them up because he knew it wouldn't pass, and he never had any intention of authoring it in the first place. All right. Thank you, Charles.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Speaking of the text line, 71307, let's jump on here. Oh, cool. I love this. Hey, Tara. This is your fourth grade friend, Anna Lee. Good morning, Anna Lee. Looking forward to another year of your epic rants. She was in third grade last year. Yeah, her dad, she gets her dad's phone and texts me. I love it. From the back seat. He probably gets a kick out of it, too. Well, I hope you have a great day at school, Annalie, and everything's going well. And please continue to text me. Maybe even call me occasionally. She's called me before, too. Another texter asks a really good question about all these immigration fixes that Trump is doing, taking away the work permits. Taking away the, saying, hey, we're going to begin to hold families together past the 20 days. That was the idea that children behind Flores, that children couldn't be separated from their parents for more than 20 days. He said, okay, we're going to hold them all together then. But they're not going anywhere. Okay. Texter writes, why the blank did Trump not do this on day one? He did. No, he did. We hit an all-time low in illegal immigration in 2017. in 2017 for a brief period. I think it lasted about a month before the liberal judges began reversing his orders. And what happened after that was that it began to change, and they began using Flores more and more and more because of the orders of the judges. So the answer to the question, why the heck did Trump not do this on day one? He did. Those orders that he issued, many of which would end illegal immigration as we know it, the claiming asylum claims by illegal immigrants, and then they get released into the country. They're in court right now. The ones that he issued in 2017, the ones that he issued in 2018, they're winding their way through the legal system. They're not in effect because liberal judges have decided that they should make law instead of Donald J. Trump because they know better. So we are waiting on those orders, which, and what happens is Trump will issue an order. Illegal immigration will go way down for about 5 minutes until word gets out that the left has stopped it, usually through the courts, and then they come flooding back over the border. And that'll happen with these orders that he's put out this week. They would absolutely work if it weren't for liberal judges. They'll have to be litigated. So what Trump is doing, to answer your question, he is building an arsenal of tools to end illegal immigration in his second term. He's going to have to look to wait for this to work his way through the courts, because unfortunately, laws and rules apply to Republicans and not Democrats. It's how this country works. We have to go through the judicial system. They do not. They can just issue illegal orders, and it has the force of law. And by the way, they get to do this because Paul Ratfink Ryan and John Boehner taught them to. They taught them that the Republican Congress, when they had total power, would not respond, would not knock their orders down. They could have easily done it. They did not. And so they built a weaponized left-wing judiciary, is my answer to the question. Do not blame Trump for this. I mean, the first round and second round of orders that he issued in 2017, 2018 would grind this problem to a halt. And he's going to win in court. He'll win. He will win enough of these. All he's doing in most of these is reversing Obama's policies. In some cases, reversing Obama and Bush's policies. Remember, we didn't see the all-time highs that we saw in immigration, illegal immigration. Most of them are actually from the Bush era, not from the Obama era. Obama's closely rivaled Bush, but Bush got away with it because we gave him a free ride. No one on our side would criticize him, and so he left parts of the border literally wide open. On purpose, forbade any kinds of immigration enforcement there. So this dates back to the Bush administration. A lot of this stuff is executive. A lot of it has to be fixed. But Trump has been enjoined from doing so by these liberal judges. So Trump has built, he's building a judicial, you know, a wall, basically, judicially, of rulings. And unfortunately, where the Supreme Court has just killed us, they could agree to hear these things on an emergency basis. Any of them, the ones from 2017 that are still pending, the ones from 2018, they refuse. So they are forcing them to wind through the system while we see, in some cases, record highs or near record highs in illegals coming to the country and using Obama's executive order still to do it, which is maddening. But that's the answer to your question. Why didn't he do this before? He's come at this from one angle, two angles, three angles, four angles, new angles based on the old angles. This is a judicial strategy that they are pursuing. So he has an answer to your question. And the stuff he's done has worked. Again, we saw an all-time low in border crossings in 2017, thanks to his ending of catch and release the first time. And then liberal judges stopped it. This is the second time he has ended. No, actually, I think it's the third. I know for sure the second. I think it's the third time he's ended catch and release and done it in a different way. So they're just coming at it, basing it on, okay, this is in court right now. This is what the ruling says. We're going to go try this over here. And it's maddening, folks, because the law says no. This is illegal. That's what the law says. Trump is trying to get us back away from this lawlessness and to being a law-following nation. Texter writes, how does the judiciary have authority over immigration policy? Good question. Can't Trump just tell them to go pound sand? Not without being led out of the White House in handcuffs. Remember, rules and laws apply to Trump. If he were to ignore the dictates of the judiciary, as Obama did on a couple of occasions, just ignore judge's rulings, oh, they go wild on him. I think it might ruin his reelection chances. He'd be called lawless, and he knows it. So in a perfect world with no election, sure, he could. But we live in a world with elections, and he knows that.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Do you see this? New guidance, folks, from big government. Yep, they got it all figured out. New cooling standards. Your thermostat should be set at 82 degrees when sleeping. Oh my gosh. Fresh from the same Department of Energy and EPA that gave us toilets that don't flush. As good as the old ones, anyway. Light bulbs. Well, I don't have to say anything about those. Dishwashers that don't wash as well as the old ones. Plant-based fuel that burns like carrots and rots your car out from the inside. And paper straws that dissolve in liquid. Now we get this, their latest great idea. From Energy Star, the federal program, from the DOE, Department of Energy, and the Environmental Protection Agency, said the coolest you should keep your home is 78 degrees when you're home. When you're at work or away, the program recommends 85 degrees. And when you're sleeping, Energy Star said, set the thermostat at 82 degrees. Okay, as far as I know, setting the thermostat at 82 at night, that is a well-recognized grounds for divorce. Folks, I got to ask you this question, okay? Seriously. I mean, Donald Trump's the president, so we're good for a while. But how long before this is not a suggestion anymore? It's how this all starts. It's not a suggestion. This is a mandate. How long before that? I mean, this is the kind of stuff the left wants to do for no reason whatsoever. I mean, we are now leading the world in energy production. We are flush with energy. We are not in any kind of disaster mode. Remember, we were going to run out of energy. Barack Obama said in 2014, didn't happen. It's not going to happen. It won't happen. There's no reason to do this. By the way, these are the same kinds of people who have said that all you people on keto diets are ruining the earth because of the cow farts. Because of that. Of course, they're also the same kind of people. And I've got this right here again. Got it right here. Got it up on my Facebook page, as I always do. Associated Press article. UN forecasting the world would be beyond repair climate-wise. Beyond repair climate-wise, by the year 2000, if we didn't do something about global warming. They're still lying. They still have no idea what they're talking about. Their forecasts are still all wrong. But they want you to sleep at 85 degrees? Are you kidding me? Oh, by the way, they said it's to save the dying earth.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.